SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An illegal alien from Guatemala faces murder charges for allegedly setting a woman on fire inside a New York City subway car and then watching her die. Authorities say 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda was deported under President Trump in 2018, but at some point re-entered the country. Luigi Mangione's lawyer questions whether her client, charged in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, can get a fair trial in New York.
She also took issue with Mayor Eric Adams showing up on Thursday at the heliport where Mangione's police helicopter that brought him part of the way from Pennsylvania landed. Adams at that time made comments to the media saying that he wanted to be at the heliport to look Mangione in the eye and referred to him as a terrorist.
Correspondent Michael Sisak in New York. A powerful storm has pounded California's central coast, bringing flooding and high surf. It's blamed for the death of a man trapped beneath debris on a beach and later partially collapsed a pier, tossing several people into the Pacific. Also at SRNNews.com, religious tensions flare in Syria amid a political upheaval in the wake of the ouster of longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad.
The burning of a Christmas tree in the predominantly Christian town of Skelbiyeh in Hama province has caused anger among Christian communities across the country. Thousands protested in different parts of Syria calling for protection for minorities. Two mosque fighters appeared in a video on social media setting fire to the tree.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab reports that Syria's government describes the men as foreigners and says they have been detained. It will be a holiday-shortened trading session today on Wall Street with the NYSE and the Nasdaq closing early at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Right now, the Dow futures 18 points higher. This is SRN News. 43 out of 50 isn't bad.
The Thomas More Society reports that nativity scenes are up in the Capitol buildings of 43 states this year. Of course, it wasn't so many years ago that every state capitol had an official nativity scene, and it didn't take a legal organization like Thomas More to make it happen. But times have changed. The Society gets help from the Ministry American Nativity Scene, which actually provides the manger and the figures for each state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in its 900-year history, girls will form part of the choir performing at Christmas Day service at London's majestic St. Paul's Cathedral. The first two girls to become full choir members officially joined the previously all-male choir in June. St. Paul's, one of the most important churches in England, it has been the site of numerous state events, including the wedding of Prince Charles, now the King, and the funeral of Winston Churchill. This is SRN News. Falling from a horse can be tough. Just ask Nebraska's chief executive.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen was in stable condition with doctors saying his prognosis was positive and he should be out of intensive care despite 7 rib fractures, a partially collapsed lung due to the rib damage, a minor fracture in one of his vertebrae, and a minor kidney injury after he was bucked off a horse. Dr. Hillman Terzian.
I have complications from that, but I've been very pleased with his progress overnight. When you examine him and you talk to him, he's a tough guy, and that shows with the way he's recovering so far.
The 68-year-old underwent a minimally invasive procedure for the spleen injury at Nebraska Medical Center. I'm Julie Walker.
A fever has landed former President Clinton in a Washington, D.C. hospital. A 78-year-old was admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center for observation and tests. More details, SRNNews.com.